RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back into Sports Talk this Tuesday, December 16th. We just heard audio from Saints running back Audric Estime as the Black and Gold are getting ready for just three games left. Their home finale Sunday hosting the New York Jets, helping us break down all things Saints. Super Bowl linebacker Scott Shanley joining us now here on WWL. Scott, always appreciate the time, man. How you faring right now?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. We're watching some pretty good Saints football the last few weeks, so it's all good.
Yeah, December has hit, and the Black and Gold have now won two straight games. Obviously, the biggest story right now, rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck, everybody is starting to talk about him nationally even. Nice to be having positive news about this team right now after the rough start to the year. But just curious, what specific traits are you seeing for this rookie quarterback right now that's suggesting he can be that legitimate franchise starter for them rather than just maybe a late-season spark for the Black and Gold right now?
Yeah, I think from a big picture working backwards, I think it's encouraging. He had every opportunity to win the job in the preseason. I think they were giving him the entire preseason to take that job. And you look at him now and even go back, to his first start against Carolina and then go backwards to the preseason, he is a completely different player. And I think it's a huge credit to, Coach Tolzien, who's a quarterback coach, Coach Nussmeier, Kellen Moore. You got three quarterbacks on the roster coaching this guy. And I just think he's a completely different player than the guy they drafted. And you like to see that growth in a short amount of time. But I think as far as the it factor, I think when he got thrown into the game against the Buccaneers, when they went away from Spencer, he made some throws that you said, okay, Spencer doesn't have that type of arm. And you saw some NFL arm talent. And then the following week he goes at Carolina. They had just come off a big win against the Packers. And he was throwing the ball vertically, and he was walking around with a little bit of swagger, like some confidence. You're thinking, wow, this kid believes he can play in this league. And I think once you get that confidence as a rookie, and you've proved yourself you can play in this league, that's when you start to take those steps. And I think that's why he's been taking those steps, is he knows he can play at this level, and he knows he can be a good player. And he just continues to improve every single week.
You know, Scott, building on that, we've talked to a couple different reporters today about Tyler Shuck and his growth, but also the rookie head coach and Kellen Moore and what he's been able to do in keeping this team competitive and fighting late on this season, even after they've been eliminated from playoff contention. You know, Scott, it was at the end of the game, our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak got to speak to Charlie Smith after he hit the game-winning field goal against the Panthers, and Charlie kept talking about the culture that Kellen Moore is building there and how everyone's still bought in. They're not really focused on the record. They're still playing hard for their head coach, and they're believing in what he's doing and what he's building there. And then, you know, during that interview, I think DeMario Davis came up behind him and started cheering for Charlie, making his first game-winning field goal at the NFL level. It's just kind of a testament to what Kellen Moore and that staff has done early on in their time in New Orleans.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think, every locker room wants to there's either hope or despair that's in a locker room. And you have hope for lots of different reasons, mostly because of the quarterback. I mean, every week we played a game, we had Drew at quarterback, we felt like we could win a game. And I think when Kellen went to Shuck and Shuck played well, I think the locker room completely played different. There was a completely different vibe. And I think one of the benefits of getting to be, being the pregame, postgame analyst is watching all these postgame press conferences. It was after, I think, the Dolphins lost. And the guys were up there, and the way they were talking, they gave you an inside look into the culture of the locker room. Kool-Aid McKinstry, young player, talking about how he doesn't want to let his teammates down. Coach Daly's preaching about brotherhood, playing hard for one another. And when you start to hear those things, in a loss especially, when the season's not going the way you want it to, I think it's a huge it talks about the direction that the coaching staff has the team going. But also I think Coach Moore benefits a little bit from having guys like DeMario and Cam, and those guys are veteran old players, but they are great leaders. And the message they send in the locker room as an extension of the coaching staff, I don't think you get that in many other places.
Scott, what is it about this Saints defense in the second half of games that really seems to tighten up and make things harder for opposing teams? You know, people talk about halftime adjustments. I know you guys don't have much time when it goes to the locker room to get back out into the field for the third quarter. There's not that much time to make these massive adjustments. But what do you think it is about the team in the second half, especially against the run, that things just tighten up and they've been really stingy?
Yeah, you know, people don't often talk enough about going from a different coordinator, a different scheme to a new scheme. It takes a little bit of time. Early in the year, besides the quarterback question, who's going to be the quarterback for this franchise? Everybody was concerned about the defense. And then they kind of flipped the corner a little bit, and I think a lot of it goes back to on the road at Carolina, stopping that running game, winning that game, gave this defense a lot of confidence. But it takes time for a coordinator to figure out how to utilize certain guys. It takes guys a while to figure out how this coach wants me to play this zone coverage or what technique he wants me to do here. And I think it took a little bit of time to work in the young guys with the veterans. The veterans, like I just said, Cam and DeMar are very accepting to coaching. I think that helps. But it just took a little bit of time for them to put everybody into this scheme, because it's a different scheme than a lot of these guys played in under Dennis. Completely different.
The guy that just been completely, I don't want to say rejuvenated, but this season has been a big boost for a guy in Cam Jordan, who had last season, I know, some issues with some of the former coaches on the staff. And he's really, though, come alive this year. And it's number 15 for him in the NFL. We know how much of a personality and that bright joy he brings constantly, but just overall the impact he has, not just on the field, but this young players on this squad too. I think it's so important having a guy like Cam Jordan around.
There's no doubt about it. I think you're extremely lucky to have a guy like Cam. Not only as an extension of the coaching staff and the personality he brings to a locker room, but, just understanding, his role has changed over the years. Last year went to being a role player, and now this year being incorporated more back into the defense and being a highly productive player. So I think every locker room is lucky if they have veterans like Cam Jordan, who can continue to give their message, who's a positive player, who's a productive player. And, like you said, outside the field, I mean, he's constantly doing things in the community. So no doubt Cam Jordan's a Hall of Famer. He's a Mount Rushmore Saint, highly, Ring of Honor guy. It's going to be hard. Every week you see Cam and DeMario, you like, well, they're getting older, and then they go out and DeMario leads the team in tackles and Cam gets a sack or two. So they just keep on producing. I think a lot of it is, yes, they lost a step, but they make up for it in their knowledge of the game and anticipating plays.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, Scott, one thing that we keep talking about with if Tyler Shuck is the guy to build your franchise around and build this team around for the future, you have to fill in some holes on this roster that are still there. And we've talked about the interior offensive line, but also pass-catching weapons. Something that Steve and I had talked about as well with, the emergence of Devon Vele, who the Saints traded the 4th-round pick and the 7th-round pick for in the offseason. He had a really quiet start. I think he was kind of getting adjusted to everything down here in the new offense with Kellen Moore. But then the past couple of weeks, basically really since Tyler Shuck has taken over as quarterback, he's slowly emerged as being that a real nice threat. He's a big body pass catcher, a true X type of receiver. And seeing him kind of emerge in this passing game has been really great to see. Also, apparently it's been reported that he's avoided a major injury with the shoulder injury that he had against Carolina. So that's good as well. But your thoughts on Devon Vele and how he's kind of surged towards the late part of the season?
Yeah, you know, outside of Tyler's play, I think he's been the talk of what's been going on in the building, and especially offensively, because he has been that missing component offensively. He reminds me of a lot of the plays he makes and the routes he runs remind me of Marcus Colston. Big body guy, big catch radius, not scared of contact. I mean, he runs that deep 15, 16, 17-yard in route behind the linebackers, and he knows he's going to get smacked in the face, and he catches the ball. And you can see the chemistry growing, the trust, I should say, growing with Tyler. When he needs a third down, he doesn't care what the down distance is. He's looking for Vele because he's been making those plays for him. So it's great to have that type of receiver to make those catches in traffic, because it gets noisy in there. A lot of guys don't like running in there, but that's why you go out and get big-bodied receivers to make those type of plays. So he's been outstanding, and everybody kind of looks at it. When you give a fourth-round pick for a receiver, everybody wants to see the production. So I think it gets you excited going into next year that he's going to be a big part of this offense.
Talking here on WWL with Saints Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley about the black and gold, getting ready to take on New York Jets Sunday in the home finale. And Scott, just curious for you, you know, there's nothing to play for right now with playoffs. That's been, you know, out the picture for the black and gold right now. And we constantly talk about that. Nobody's mailing it in. There's still a ton of effort we're seeing on the team for this black and gold team, playing for Kellen Moore, proving that he is, you know, the coach of the future for this team, as well as, you know, a lot of guys still fighting for jobs on this roster, which a lot of we talk about all the time with folks. But what are you hoping to see in these final three games as this black and gold bunch tries to finish out this Saints season on a high note?
Yeah, obviously step one is winning football games that you want to see. You want to see these guys we've been talking a lot about. You want to see them stack success, and I think Tyler's done a good job of that. Devin Neal, obviously he was doing that and then had the unfortunate hamstring injury. Vele, so we'll see. But you want to continue to see the offensive line gel and play good. You want to continue to watch Banks, and as he finishes years, as he continue to progress as a tackle. So I think you're just watching kind of individual players, young players, and continue to evaluate them. And you, like I said, you want to see them stack games and not be a yo-yo player or a roller coaster player where they have good games and bad games. And those are hard to win with those type of guys. So I think you're just more or less evaluating each individual player and hoping you can win some games here at the end of the year.
I know it's baby steps, and this black and gold bunch has won back-to-back games, two in a row. But you're hosting the New York Jets this upcoming weekend. Scott, we talked with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth about this last hour. The Jets are, once again, a mess. They're 3-11. It feels like they're somewhere around that mark, around week 15 every single season. I know that they've got a bunch of picks for the future. They sold off a bunch of pieces at the trade deadline. But it just feels like this Jets team is the same old bunch. And Scott, one of the craziest stats that we got from a New York Post reporter Monday's show, it was the second guest show, was that we're 15 weeks into the season, 14 games for the Jets. They don't have an interception this year. And this is a Jets defense that just fired DC Steve Wilks, that gave up 48 points to Jacksonville last week. They've played basically 10 different quarterbacks on offense. Just your thoughts on this Jets squad coming to New Orleans to face the Saints in the Superdome.
Yeah, they've been a disappointing bunch. I think, you know, I've never been a huge Justin Fields fan. They paid him to be their franchise quarterback. I think he's a great Taysom Hill type player where you utilize his skill set, but they paid him to be the franchise quarterback. And like I said, when the quarterback's not playing well, two things enter, or plays well, two things enter a locker room, hope or despair. I think the quarterback play early on wasn't good enough. And But when you're not taking the football away, you're not going to win many games. It does not have interceptions and be a ball disrupting defense, it's hard to win. And, you know, unfortunately for the Jets and Jets fans, you had your like 4 or 5 year window here where the Patriots were down, and it doesn't look good when you talk about your division. Josh Allen's going to be there for a long time. Now Drake May looks like he's going to be a perennial MVP type candidate. So the Jets have a lot of work ahead of them, and it all starts with fixing that quarterback position. And then obviously they have a lot of needs outside of that even.
Scott, always appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much for giving us a little bit of it, and we'll be seeing you Sunday in the Superdome for that home finale, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.